April 13th. We'll come to order. Colleagues, thank you for being here today. We'll be discussing hearing two separate bills, one of which we have already heard, and we've received now the companion bill to HJR 7, or the funding mechanism, if you will. Do you have to sign up sheet, just Representative Lim? This time I'll call forward Representative Lim. I'm sorry, I guess I better open up a public hearing first. We'll open up a public hearing on House Bill 2347.
All right. Chair Pitts and members of the committee, and thank you very much for hearing HJR 7. And as Chair mentioned, this bill being heard before, and I don't want to make a long story on this HJR 7. HJR 7 simply changes the Oregon Constitution to create the position of a lieutenant governor. And Oregon is the only three states that do not have a lieutenant governor, Oregon and Wyoming and Arizona. And all the coastal states, including Hawaii, they do have a lieutenant governor because it's the importance of the position and the function and the activity created by the lieutenant governor. And I will just, instead of saying further, that the, I will just open up any questions if you have on this SJR 7.
Colleague, right now we're in a public hearing on 2347, and 2347 has a subsequent referral to the Ways and Means. House Bill 2347 is the funding mechanism for HJR 7, which is the Lieutenant Governor Bill. Are you wishing to testify on 2347?
Well, I'm Seth Hatmaker. I'm his legislative assistant, and I'm just here to answer any questions that from research on it.
It's my research guy.
Fine, thank you. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Lim, as you know, I support your referring this Lieutenant Governor question to the voters.
Thank you.
And I know in the state of, you know, we mentioned that the state of California has this. I'm a little concerned about the special election aspect and the potential cost in that it might kill the bill in Ways and Means. And I have you thought about maybe waiting and running it in the regular election?
Okay, and as you know, there is a lot of referrals and measures which will be on November this year. So if this is the sole measure, then that's not the best advisable, since there are many others will be on November 8th this year. And so this might not cost any more money than any others. Just this is a piggyback with the other measures.
Follow up?
Well, I guess I wasn't aware of what others were on. Do you know which other ones are going to be on?
There will be several others, which I'm not aware of, but as soon as the election, as soon as session over, that there no question about it. And you can pass that this bill concerning the election, and if there is no other measures, then this could be deferred to some other time. I have no question about that.
Sir, could we have an amendment to that effect that would...
It would state
that would say if there were no other statewide issues to be dealt with in November of 2005, that it would automatically be carried over to November 2006.
As a matter of fact, HJR 7 has nothing to do with it. This is a creating position. We are talking about 2347. I'm willing to make an amendment for that in case there is no measure this year. Then we can do that. That the next year when there's a general election.
Is it the committee's desire to not move 2347 today until the amendments are drafted for it, and then proceed with H.J.R. 7.
That'd be my recommendation. I support H.J.R. 7 the same way Representative March does, and I'd prefer not to have something that would block it automatically.
Representative, if you and your legislative aide would I think that those amendments are appropriate. It would obviously cut costs, not forcing a special election just for this, rather than piggyback on that. So if there are no further discussions on this bill, we'll just wait for those amendments to be drafted and then bring in this bill back.
Thank you. I'm talking about 2347 only.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Chairman Kitts, may I?
State your name for the record.
Seth Hatmaker, legislative assistant. If you would like, I could contact the Secretary of State's office and find out what issues are coming up November 8th and have that forwarded to the committee.
If there are currently, I'm sorry, committee, I'm battling a cold. Uh-huh. If there are measures currently slated for this, then that's fine. It makes the amendments a moot point. So if, in fact, there are, then forward to the committee. We'll bring it back. We'll hear it as is. We'll move forward with it. If there aren't, then we'll put in the amendment.
All right. Well, I'll do that for you.
Thank you. I'm closing the public
hearing. Just to clarify, Mr. Chair.
Representative Thatcher.
Thank you. This cost would not apply either if there were other wrong bill. But on 2347, I just want to make sure that it's not on the record that we're voting to spend $1.3 million on.
Representative Thatcher, for the record and for your clarification, we are not spending anything on 2347. In fact, the amendment would say this would only go into effect immediately this November if there were other things the cost that's reflected there is the cost for committee to mail out ballots, whether it's one item or 21 items. So what the recommendation is that if there are no other measures at that time, we then postpone this until the next appropriate time where there are measures so that it's not concurring.
So there's no special election.
Yeah. Exactly. And we're not voting on it right now anyway. I'm going to close the public hearing and wait to receive the information on House Bill 2347. I'm closing the public hearing. You can discuss the language with that. At this time, colleagues, we will open up a public hearing first on H.J.R. 7. Representative Lim, if you want to briefly, again, please state your name for the record.
Thank you very much. I forgot to do that, Chair.
Yes.
And then my name is John Lim, State Representative, District 50 from the Gresham area. It is my honor and privilege that I'm here to testify on H.J.R. 7, which I consider is one of the most legislation in my life, in my legislative career. And this is a good bill, and creating position is also creating many jobs in the state, that the lieutenant governor will be acting as an ambassador and as a trade mission and assisting governor. And so this is that win-win situation for the state. And so since you heard this bill before, I will just close my testimony and open the questions if you have any on this H.J.R. 7.
Thank you, Representative Lim. Colleagues, this is a bill that we have heard before. If there are any new questions, we can hear them at this time. If not, I will call forward the next person to testify on this bill. Seeing none, thank you, Representative Lim, for being here today.
Thank you very much.
At this time, I'll call forward Craig Burke, OECDD.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Craig Burke. For the record, I am the acting director of the International Division of the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department. And I've been asked by our director, Marty Brantley, and also by the International Trade Commission to appear today to go on record as in terms of the division and commission's opinion on section 19 of this resolution, which says that the lieutenant governor shall serve as the executive director of the unit of state government that is principally responsible for implementing the international trade position of the state. And it is our position and the commission's position that we're neutral on this. The reason why is we presently refer to the governor and would take his or her cue, depending on who the governor will be, as to how this will be handled. So we are would like to on record as being neutral on that. I should add also that we would assume, given the interest the lieutenant governor would have in international, that this person would be sympathetic to the fact that Oregon is greatly dependent on its place in the international economy. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Thank you. Colleagues, are there any questions of Mr. Burke?
I'm afraid I missed the position.
We are neutral.
Neutral, okay.
Easy to miss.
Easy to miss.
Thank you, Mr. Burke, for being
here
and representing the OECD today. Colleagues, at this time I will close the public hearing on HJR 7. I will open a work session on HJR 7.
Mr. Chair.
Representative March.
I would move HJR 7 to the floor with a DUPAS recommendation.
Representative March moves HJR 7 to the floor with a DUPAS recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Anetta?
Representative
Gauto. Votes aye.
Representative
Flower. Aye.
Representative
Greenick.
Aye.
Representative
Colby.
Aye.
Representative
March.
Aye.
Representative Aye. Aye. HJR 7, receiving the necessary affirmative, is declared passed. Representative Lynn, would you like to carry your bill on the floor? You're welcome. Colleagues, I have just a couple of things. Please, what is the... colleagues, I would. Is it a motion?
Requesting a motion.
I'm requesting a motion of the committee to request of the speaker permission for legislative counsel to prepare a draft on behalf of Representative Nelson, who had a drafting request lost while in possession of legislative counsel. Are there any objections? Seeing none.
There's some discussion.
There's no discussion. So ordered.
Are you sure who really lost?
Well, when you have 150 drafts, one's bound to get lost.
Does it have to do with veterans?
Colleagues.
If I lose one.
And that's a good point. Legislative counsel called the speaker's office and said, we lost it. It wasn't just... I lost a bill, and I need another one drafted, or as we say, priority number three. So, no. It didn't.
Well, thank you. That will bring priority three in tomorrow.
Exactly.
I'm just going to get the line.
colleagues, at this time, I would also seek permission to request of the speaker that the Rules Committee have permission to request of legislative counsel to prepare drafts relating to state finance. Basically, what these will become, is my understanding, is the finance bills.
State finance?
That's the relating clause, the budget bills.
The budget bills?
Yeah, they'll come through our committee.
There are a number of blank budget bills already, sir.
My understanding is there's not enough. So, is there any?
Oh, we only spent $12.4 billion. How many bills do you need?
I'd be like Cindy Lauper. I see your true colors.
That's making sense. I'm taking notes.
Are there any objections?
No objections.
Seeing none. Thank you, colleagues. So ordered. anything for the good of the order, or the bad? We're adjourned. Thank you.